Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to a bank holiday special. I'm just writing some notes ready for tonight's show because I've literally just switched the camera on and thought we would hang out for a little while. So welcome to Bite Size. How are we all doing, people? This is our Monday live stream, and it is bank holiday Monday here in the UK. If you're not in the UK, let us know where you are. But yes, if you're listening to this as a podcast, thank you very much for taking us out on your run with you this week. Can't remember what we're saying. But yes, thank you to everybody for joining us. Thanks, Gary. This is a live stream that we record and then put out as a podcast on a Monday. It's a chance, opportunity to hang out with some of you guys. I'm not expecting a lot of you to be here tonight because you're probably doing something else. Considering it's a bank holiday in the UK, you're probably doing better things with your time than hanging out and talking to me, especially when there's not really that much to talk about because I'm not reviewing shoes at the moment because if you didn't know, I'm currently injured. I won't go into that. Better not get myself into trouble this early. That's the story. This show works really over the next 30 minutes because you guys get in the comments, get in the questions and ask away. Whether you want to talk about running shoes, if you're looking for something in particular, or you want to talk coaching questions, I'm a qualified coach if you're new around here. So get in there if you want to know what we're doing the rest of the year once I return from injury, what we're going to be doing for the rest of the year, anything really, whatever you want to chat about, I'm here, say, for the next, 30-odd minutes to hang out and talk about stuff. So, a busy weekend. I don't know whether you guys were busy. Weather's been crap, but yesterday was really nice. I was in Birmingham on a secret assignment, but I can tell you it was with Brooks. And again, got the opportunity to see some of their shoes that are going to be coming out, which is awesome. Ghost Max 2, the Hyperion Max 2, Hyperion. So some of the newer shoes. Brooks, also we had the Ghost 16 as well. So all the new shoes that are out. I'm so excited for the Hyperion Max 2. It really is going to be a cracking shoe. But let's not talk about too much about that one. But yeah, so that was cool again to sort of hang out with the guys at Brooks yesterday. So thanks very much to them and all that sort of stuff. Can't tell you exactly what I was doing, but yeah, I was with them. And then what else? So we was at Bushy Park Run on Saturday. That was kind of awesome. So thanks everybody who came over to Bushy Park Run. And what else? Oh, yes. So tomorrow I've got a scan on my calf, just to bring you up to speed, so we'll know a little bit more where we're at in terms of my injury tomorrow. I've got a scan, and hopefully we get some good news there. So fingers crossed tomorrow for that. And I think that's probably about it. All I know is I'm getting fatter every day because I'm sitting here eating like I'm still running. So there is there is that. Right, okay. I think that's about it in terms of updates. There's not a hell of a lot else really to discuss. I hope you guys saw that Ben Felton last week, I put it out on the podcast on Friday, was in the Super Blast 2. I've not been sent them, but the basically because I don't think the agency likes me anymore. But the Super Blast 2 hopefully is coming soon for you guys. I know we've got a big week in terms of some races and things like the Leeds Marathon's coming up this week, which is a big race for 40 runs. We support and work with the Leeds Rhinos Foundation, and the Leeds Marathon, full marathon is on this Sunday, the Rob Burrows Marathon, which is awesome. So again, good luck to everybody who's doing that, but we'll probably discuss that on Friday, in Friday's live show. We're live again this Friday. So I think, yes, that's it. If you are joining us a little bit later, make sure you get into the comments, get into the chat box, and get stuck into the show tonight. That'd be awesome. Whatever you want to talk about, shoes. Again, I'm not reviewing anything at the moment, okay? I'm injured, so I'm not one of those channels that that's injured and still managing to review shoes. It's like channels that do 100-mile reviews, even though that doesn't make any sense because they've probably not done 100 miles in the shoe if you look at this driver. So, yeah, that's not how we roll here. I'm just not reviewing shoes at the moment. So we've got still, I think, two videos left still to come out. We've got the Lululemon one and we've got the Reebok one, which we filmed before I was injured on the Monday. I filmed those, so they're still to come. But I'm not sure what else is coming out on the channel this week. I think we've got a good video. Yes, we've got a good video about some cheap running shoes coming out. It might even be on Tuesday, tomorrow, actually. There's a good video coming out with regards to some good daily, I think it's daily trainers, under £150 or well under 100, or it might even be new shoes in general. I can't remember, to be honest with you. But that's a good video to look out for on the channel this week. Some value, which is what we're trying to offer you. Right, I think that's about it. Yes, you're up to speed. So good evening, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Again, last chance, get in the chat box and get involved with the convos. Good evening, Steve. Where's he gone? I've gone up there. So, evening, Ian. Rob Burrow leads marathon for me on Sunday. 40 plan using training. So here we go. Good luck, Ian. I hope it goes well. Look out for our volunteers. We've got a lot of volunteers there. Evening, everybody. Everybody who said evening, I'm just going to say evening to you in general. Ian and Matt from Ohio, which is awesome. Thanks very much. They are wishing me a speedy recovery. Again, got the scan tomorrow. So fingers crossed we get some good news at the scan tomorrow. Let's see. Loud and clear from Belfast, Gavin. That's awesome. Gary's just drove from Cardiff to Glasgow. Made sure he's back in time. Well done. Yeah, the weather's been crap today, isn't it? Really has been bad. Evening, Apple Tree. Here we go. Do you do group runs? Yes, Lee, we do group runs in Brighton. Get involved. Okay, if I'll get in touch, hello@40runs.com. If you get send that an email, then we'll send you all the details of the Brighton weekly group runs. So yeah, get in touch, and also all the stuff's on the website. One of the good things is about being injured is that I've been able to actually apply a bit of more time to some of the stuff like the website and some of the jobs that needed doing within the sort of, best way to describe it, 40 runs operation, if there is such a thing. But some of the things I've been meaning to do that I've not had time to do, there's still quite a few things on my list of things, but you'll see over the next few days that we're updating stuff and things like that on the website and launching new things. I've had the opportunity to put some calls in with some of the brands that we work with, some of the partners. We've got some really cool partners that we're going to be announcing soon. And things like that. So it's actually given me an opportunity, despite the negativity of being injured, it's actually given me opportunity to do other things that I wouldn't normally be doing with my time, which is kind of awesome. And hopefully it benefits everybody when we get going. So, yeah. So, but yes, going back to my point, in regards to satellites, if you're unsure of any of the satellites, just email hello@40runs.com. Here we go. How fast is Ben over 800 meters? Anyway, we could find out in the next few months. I wonder how Ben. We've got a track day. We've hired a track on July something or other. And yeah, we could find out, couldn't we? But yeah, we're doing a track session, track day. We've hired out a whole track for a 40 run. So anyone can come in, just go onto the website. Matt Nash, when I started watching your channel in 2021, you weren't a fan of Adidas at all. How much has your opinion changed? It changed a lot, actually, Matt. It's a really good question. And thanks very much for sticking around and listening to the channel and watching the channel for this time. Adidas, I think back then, they didn't really have a good racing shoe. I think they had the Boost shoes, which were dated, were heavy, and were unappealing to, I'd say, everyday runners. They didn't have a good daily trainer. So the Ultra Boost was just too heavy and more of a gym shoe. I think they've come on leaps and bounds. Obviously, the stuff they've done on race day shoes is unbelievable with the Adidas Pro 3 and 4, hopefully. Obviously, the Evo shoe as well, the £400 shoe that you basically got to be an Olympian or an Instagram person in the US to be able to get hold of that shoe. I think that's an unbelievable shoe from what we've seen with the elites doing with it. I think the Boston 12 was a game changer for Adidas. I think that was such an amazing shoe to come out with, and I had high hopes for it. I think the Takumi Sen's been an unbelievable shoe for Adidas. I know it was sort of a bit of a trailblazer in that 5K, 10K shoe area. Still very specialist. But yeah, I just think that they got their stuff sorted out. What I like also about Adidas is that people like Start Fitness, they tend to get them discounted down as well over here. So you can, you know, if you pick your right time to buy the shoes, you can pick them up a bit cheaper, which is really important. So, you know, so you can get right now the Takumi Sen 8 at Start Fitness for something stupid. I think it's like 80 quid. My name is less than that. So that's a great option. So yeah, I think my opinion has changed, but it's been driven mainly by the race shoes. And I fell in love massively with the Boston 12, which has just been an unbelievable shoe for so many people. Great question. Mick, good evening, 40. I wore the Asics Paris Edge yesterday, burning for the 10K. Really enjoyed them. Just missed out on a PB. The heat got the better of me. Hope the leg is on the mend. Thank you very much. And congratulations on a good run. Yeah, Ben was saying yesterday he backed out of his run. He ran 1:34 in Birmingham, you know, over the half, and he said at about mile 5 he was toasted. So that makes sense, and I think you did the right thing to back out. I'm glad you liked the Edge. I'm itching to get back out in mine. But yeah, well done. It was a hot day yesterday in the end, especially in Birmingham. So I say I was in Birmingham, but just not at the half. Gavin, did I see on the website that for a personalized plan, you need a video of me running beforehand, or just make that up? I think you made that up. Maybe getting confused. I might be wrong. Again, we're going through the website and we're updating stuff, so I'm not 100% sure. If you're after a personalized training plan, no, you don't need to send me a video. But yeah, so let me know, Gavin. Just again, drop us an email, hello@40runs.com. But watch out, we've got big stuff coming with the coaching side of 40 runs, like game changer for a lot of people. Thanks very much, Steve. Good luck with the scan. He's saying, yep, tomorrow, fingers crossed. Lee, good evening to Lee. Apple Tree's got a wicked case of the plantar. What's the most cushioned shoe you'd recommend to reduce heel impact? Try the Nimbus shoes from Asics, 26-25. Very comfortable, very easy to run in. That's not a bad shout. But yeah, so maybe have a look at those, the Asics Nimbus shoes. Although they are heavy, but as I say, you're looking for comfort more than anything else. Tim, hope you're well. Moving to Sheffield late this month and hope boxes are all unpacked ASAP. Shenfield. Now that's Shenfield in Essex. I thought it was Sheffield when I first read it. Is that Shenfield? I think we might have a new club starting around there soon. So watch out. But we've got an East London one you can get along to. Evening, Ian. Again, just if you're joining us late, get in the comments and the questions, get your questions in, or just involved in the live stream. Make sure you give this live stream a thumbs up. But yeah, get into the comments, get into the questions. I appreciate it's bank holiday, so you probably got a lot on tonight. Probably want to sit down and watch a bit of TV like I want to do. But yeah, get in the old chat box and get your questions in. Right, okay. Evening, Chris from Ian. On long runs, when I start getting fatigued, I tend to get very flat-footed. How do I counteract this, or is it just one of them things? No, I think it is. Your form goes out the window. You get, again, if you want coaching questions or shoes questions, get them in. But yeah, it's one of those things. Firstly, you're obviously aware of it, which is the most important thing. I would say, you know, build your endurance. Make sure you're not getting as tired probably towards the end of those runs. Look at your speed. Are you running too fast? All that kind of stuff. But I would try and do something to counter it. You know, pick the pace up a little bit. Move your hips forward a little bit. Get a bit more on your toes. Just get a bit more, you know, upbeat. Just pick a 22 kilometers. Say to yourself, right, I'm gonna pick this up and just do it to the end of the road or whatever. Just think about your form for a minute or so, and it will help because over time that will sort of build into your running. So that's the sort of thing to do. You are aware of it clearly because you've raised the question. So, you know, try and then do something about it. Like I say, be mindful of your form. Start picking yourself up. Push those hips forward a little bit. Pick up the pace as well sometimes. You know, just a few quicker strides over that towards the end of that run. I know you're tired, but that will make a difference. And the more you do that, the more it will help. All right. Tim, would you recommend a cheeky trip to the Southend Marathon next month? First time I've ever watched you. Do you mean the half? I think you meant the half marathon. Yeah, half marathon. Yes, I would. If you've not signed up for the Southend Half Marathon, then you can get down to Essex in June. Do it. We have a picnic afterwards. We call it the Pink Picnic. We basically just sit down, chill out, eat cake, and get sunburned. I'd recommend it to everyone. It's a flat, fast course. It supports a local charity. It's not massively busy. You've got out and back, so you're seeing loads of people all the time. Support's really good. I thoroughly recommend the Southend Half Marathon. It's a real cracker. I appreciate it's not close to everybody, so, but yeah, make sure you get down there. Looking forward to the Leeds Marathons. I'll be a 40 volunteer. Gary's yet one of the volunteers. I said we've got a volunteer team up at the Leeds Marathon, which is awesome. Good evening, Richard. Just ran the Milton Keynes Marathon weekend, 5K yesterday and a half today. Nice to see and chat to a few 40s out, of course. Came home with a 2-minute PB. Congratulations. Great event, crap route. Yeah, someone was talking to me about that. On Saturday, who was it? I can't remember. But basically, I was saying they were doing Milton Keynes, and I said I've got no interest running around Milton Keynes. I don't mean to be horrible to Milton Keynes, but just nothing about that, other than the fact that you get to do a race on the bank holiday weekend, gives me any motivation to do it. The whole course and everything looks decidedly boring. But again, loads of people done it, so well played. Fair play. Can anyone tell me if the A6 Air Edge Paris feel a lot different to the older Edge? Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do feel a lot more bounce. Look, the foam's lighter, the shoes lighter in general. So that's the first feeling from the Paris shoes is how light they are compared to other sort of race day shoes that are out there. And the foam in it is really responsive and a much lighter feeling. And there's a lot more feedback from it than previous versions. So, yeah. Definitely check that out. Okay, what's this one? Hi, Chris. I got the Belfast City Marathon done yesterday. Listen to your 20-mile motivation, which definitely helped. I'm glad it helped. And, I've had so much nice feedback about the 20-mile motivation. So thanks very much to everybody who's listened to that. Taking that in, and hopefully you can then use it again if you're doing an autumn marathon. Let me know in the comments if you're doing an autumn marathon. If you're coming to Berlin with me, that'd be super awesome to know. Why not get admin to review shoes to give a women's opinion, Mike? Yeah, we tried it, but brands seem to be reluctant to send us shoes at the moment anyway, because I'm injured, and also some of the brands don't like us anymore because they think we're partnered with Brooks. But the I did some negative reviews on a few shoes that kind of upset a few people. But anyway, I'd love to have women review shoes on the channel. If they send them to us, then we'd 100% get some ladies out there running in them. But they haven't got the foresight to do it, which is nuts. If you ask me, it's absolutely nuts. These agencies, some of them, because some of them are very good, some of them just really haven't got a clue about anything that's going on in the world with regards to this industry. Right, Robert, last week when we spoke about a shoe tuber who posted reviews while injured, I found one who seems to be everywhere. Done 17 reviews this year, but less than 30. I'm not saying anything about anybody. I'm not digging anybody out individually. You make your own minds up and you crack on. I'm not here to dig other people out. But I just get very frustrated when I see, because it's just BS that's out there again. But I don't want to be negative about people are just trying to get on in life. But I made a tongue-in-cheek comment about that. But there's so many naughty things out there. But loads of people are doing it, so why worry about it? Just got to concentrate on what you're doing yourself, right? You can only control what you can control. But interesting observation, Robert. I shall say nothing. Okay, evening 40. I'm doing the Loch Ness Marathon in September. Have you done it? No, I have not done it, but I've heard that it's nice, but I've heard that it's a lonely run. So be aware that it's a lonely course. There's a nasty hill, I think, or two nasty hills in it to watch out for. So make sure you're doing lots of hill work in your training.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And when we launch it, make sure you sign up for our new coaching that's coming. That's very exciting, which might have just let the bag out of the bag a little bit. Mark, why not? We know not running at the moment has you down in the dumps, but I hope what it has been achieved by everyone over the past few has been, which has been also keeps your spirits up. Thank you very much, Mark. Yeah, that's a good shout in terms of what everybody's achieving out there. It does keep me motivated. Lovely being at Bushy on Saturday and seeing everybody. I'm not going to lie. I am really down in the dumps about not running. And I spoke openly about my mental health on podcast a couple of weeks ago about everything. So how badly it does affect me and it does impact me. It is frustrating, but there's worse things that could happen to people out there, I suppose. So, not I suppose, I know. But yes, it is hurtful for me because I'm used to running so much. But like I said, I'm using the opportunity to do stuff that I needed to get done. I'm really pleased with the things that I've been doing. And I've got just throw myself into that kind of thing, really, just to keep myself occupied. And I'm hoping I've got good news tomorrow so then I can plan and we can move on and get this over and done with. Are you getting the Mizuno Neo Vista? I believe that we will, but when I'll get the review out, no idea. But yes, so let's see what happens with the Mizuno Neo Vista. We do get, we can, the guys at Start Fitness do sell Mizuno shoes. So fingers crossed, that's why I'm talking. Well, I think I should be getting it. But let's see on that one in terms of how quickly I can get back. But I'm not going to rush my return at all. Trevor, evening, Chris. I know you don't do much with Under Armour, but do you think you might do anything on the Velocity? We've done a review, Trevor. Have you not seen it? I would say. If you're still watching Trevor live, we've done a review on that shoe. I really like it. I did that just before the London Marathon. The guys at Start Fitness sent me a pair. Can't even remember when it was, but I really like the shoe. Really like the shoe. It's not a... I was very surprised because it's an Under Armour shoe and I don't particularly care for Under Armour shoes because their daily trainers are awful, probably some of the worst shoes you could buy. But the Velocity Elite 2 is a cracking shoe. But yeah, check that out, Trevor. It's on the channel. I'm surprised you're not seeing that. Okay, next question. Thanks again, guys, for joining live. I really do appreciate it. Make sure, again, you get into the comments. It's just sort of last call to get your questions and comments in, I would say, so I can make sure I answer them. Andrew, 40, started running about 3 weeks ago. Have a good base from cycling, but getting so much pain in his knee, starting 3 to 4 runs a week. Yes, I would. I think you're doing too much. You're probably running too fast. It's the usual sort of thing. Less is best, more time in the gym, work on that strength. You'll have a baseline fitness from your cycling, which is awesome. Slow down. You're probably running way too fast, I'm guessing. And that's what's causing you the knee. You're probably doing too much as well, which again is causing issues with knees. 9 times out of 10, issues with knees is because you're running too much, too fast. And yeah, you're just not compensating for the fact that you're starting to run and you need to build up nice and slowly. Okay. Going down here, got part run PR on Saturday. Well done, Lee. Yep, come down to Southend from Paul. Ben, did you get any tips from the Olympic champion you hang out with yesterday? How do you know I was with an Olympic champion yesterday, Ben? I deliberately did not take my phone yesterday. But yes, I was with an Olympic champion yesterday. Tim, the South End half is great fun by all accounts. Flat, yes, it is flat. There's always a big 40 contingent. Yeah, you'll love it. Absolutely love it. Andrew, my Alpha Fly is over 2 years old and I've done only 52 miles. I know shoes have a best before measured in miles, but does the... I would say with the shoes, they say the midsole can degrade a bit, but to be honest with you, I think you're just fine. Unless they've got like really, really wet or something, I think you'll be just fine in them 52 miles. You probably paid a lot of money for them as well. So, just seen Mark's comment. You were spotted in the park. That's how we know. Who spotted me? I was under. I'm not saying anything. All I know is I kept my phone off yesterday, and I was doing a lot of influencing. That's all I say. it's brilliant. I've been spotted. Daniel, South and Half is the next race for me. Nice and local too, Kirby boy. Yeah, Daniel, are you going to any of our local running clubs in Southend? If you're Canvey, we've got a new one starting in Benfleet very soon. There is a 40 meetup. There's a pink picnic straight afterwards. Okay. Mick, the other week you changed the chat on the long run show from how to pick up the speed and how I can cope with injury. Will you think about doing it? Mick, yeah, I would listen to Friday's podcast. We had Michael Sandiford on. We did it on Friday, Mick. I mean, unless you missed it. But it was out on Friday. Okay. Good evening from Atlanta. Knees are starting to hurt. Suggested to build knee strength, avoid potential injury. Yeah, just get in the gym. Get in the gym. Chairman Antelope. Hi, Chris. When increasing from 6 runs per week to 7, would you recommend a double day to keep a rest day? Yeah, 100%. Rest days are more important. I run 6 days a week. But actually run when I'm in marathon training or training for whatever, I'm doing 2 double runs a day. So what's that? Anyone got any maths? So that's 6 runs. So 8 runs a week. That's just a guess. My maths is so bad. I'm so tired. So I've stopped running. I've lost my sharpness. But yes, 100%. Rest days are more powerful than anything you know. So make sure that you build that rest day into your week. It's the most important thing. Okay, I still can't believe I got busted in Birmingham yesterday. Hi, Chris. Currently wear glycerines as a daily trainer. Also find Triumph 21 comfortable. Looking for your recommendation for a faster race day trainer for an average Joe. Really enjoy Max Cushioning. We did a carbon plate video last week with basically budget carbon plate running shoes. For you, I'd recommend the Deviate Nitro 2. It's really cheap. It's got great cushioning and it'll last you forever. You're welcome. But check out the video we did last week. Rob, any recommendations for a mild stability shoe for 5K, 10Ks? Yes. If you want to go old school, get the Hyperion for Brooks. Oh, it's a shame. Wait for the new version. That's going to be an absolute banger. Mild stability, the GTS version. I can't say that. But yes, just wait for that shoe. the Takumi Sen's pretty stable, to be honest, as well, if you've not tried that. Because the Lightstrike Pro is not overly soft in that Takumi Sen. Might be a good shout. Debbie, she's going to be at Berlin with her hubby. That's awesome. Evening, Foy. Do you know if Hoka plan on releasing the Clifton 10s? Yes, they do. Dates, I don't know. Again, Hoka's a brand that, for whatever reason, well, I think I know the reason, but whatever. Anyway, sooner rather than later, I would say. Chris, you should have a chat with Ben Parks. I have chatted with Ben Parks about stuff. He was injured last year, and like yourself, he still was injured when I spoke to him at the London Marathon Expo. I know he ran London, but he was still not 100%, he said at the time. I had a chat with Ben, but thank you very much. Evening, Chris. Have you ever considered doing the 40 Runs prequel film about how you, Hayden, all met? A prequel. I have considered doing because if you not listened, we did ages ago, it was like 6 months. Hayden did a sort of podcast with me where we sort of talked about 40 Runs, how it all started and all that kind of stuff. But I was sort of tempted to do sort of a video or for the channel about sort of my running journey. Where I started Catch to 5K, 10K, my first 10K, half marathons, getting under that sub 2, then obviously first marathons, I was just under a 5-hour marathon runner. And then obviously coming down all the way down to sort of, just under 340. I was thinking about documenting that, whether that'd be interesting for people or not. Talk about, what I did and how I did it. But maybe, I don't know. Not sure. It's always that thing with this YouTube business and stuff. I always say it before, there's running shoe people who are only interested in being YouTube famous and being on Instagram and all that sort of stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. But, they want to be famous and they want to be on YouTube. And that's all they're interested in. They're doing other things and then they sort of wanted to be on YouTube. And some people just do it just to make money. I'm not here to do that. So my point is that it's a lot of that centric around them as a human being instead of value that then maybe giving out to you people. So I'm more focused on where I can try and add some value as a running coach, as an everyday runner, as somebody who's trying to get better as a runner. I try and do it from that perspective. So I don't try and look inward and tell my story as much. Because I don't know whether it's that's interesting or not. I don't necessarily think it is, but you guys might think differently about that. So I'm always open to doing stuff about that, telling the story, about how, you know, where I came from, what I did, and how we created 40 Rands and brought all these people together all over the country, which is just awesome. But yeah, it's a bit sort of, I don't know, what's it called? Self-indulgent. That's the word I'm looking for. I'm not very self-indulgent. I've got really no interest talking about me. Much rather talk about running shoes, even though I can't run. Gary, what is a good daily train in 2024? The New Balance Rebel 4. I think is an absolute game changer, that shoe. So good. Up-tempo. Great daily trainer. Chris, it was me who spoke to you on Saturday at Bushy about doing Milton Keynes Marathon. Crowd support was really good, though. The route was a bit dull. Great finish. Well done, Julian. Nice to chat to you. 25-minute PB. I knew somebody was talking to me about Milton Keynes. It was you, Julian. And again, nice to see you. So Mick was out on Friday. That's why he missed the pod. Yeah, listen to it. It's a really good one. I had some nice comments, some nice feedback about the podcast on Friday. If you want to get faster, definitely listen to that one that was out on Friday. Karen, I live in Benfleet. So excited to hear about the meet details of the new group. Yeah, Karen, make sure you're in the Facebook group or drop us an email, 40runs.com, hello at 40runs.com. Evening all. Have these super duper race shoes got a sell by date as a 2022 carbon with the foams? No, I don't think they do. I think they'll be fine. Can't see how they do lose any of their sort of awesomeness. Charles, he's glad he caught the stream. Thank you very much, Charles. Glad you joined us. And what's this one? Last one to take us out. Do you do a lot of strength work to maintain 6 runs a week? Are most of them easy pace? Really struggle fitting legs day at the gym and the doms for 2 or 3 days. Okay. Yeah, so I fell off the strength work wagon when my back played up. I was doing, I was in the gym and I was doing that, and then I fell off of that wagon. I've always sort of run 6 days a week. That's just me. Again, if you're not aware, new to the channel, I run for my mental health more than anything else. I really struggle with my ADHD. I really struggle with my panic disorder and anxiety. And if I'm not running, I'm murdered, which is a real problem that I'm battling at the moment. I'm just about keeping afloat. So for me, the running is more important. And I do a fair amount of easy work because it should be. I'm not an 80-20 runner, but I do and am mindful of doing a lot of easy work. That said, I have a targeted approach to whatever I'm doing. So the last training block, if you go back on my Strava, if you go on my Strava, you're welcome to follow me. Please go and check that out so you can keep me accountable. Again, with the shoes that review, you can see the mileage I'm running. So I'm not going to sit and tell you I've done 100 miles in a shoe when I've only run about 400 miles. And obviously I've been running with multiple shoes. That's just not how I do things. You can see my mileage, you can see what I'm running, but you'll see in that block that I was focused on purely getting mileage and building endurance in the last London Marathon block. So I missed a block from when I was doing New York training. And that's why I didn't do a lot of speed work, things like that in there. So, yeah, you can see, go back and see all my training. And I will be getting back in the gym. I'm waiting for the all clear from the physio in terms of getting a plan of what I can do tomorrow I'll be getting a plan what I can do in terms of going to the gym, because I've shied away from doing any sort of anything. I've been on total rest, so I'm hoping that I've now when I get the results on where we are with the plat, with the strap, with the scan, I can then get the plan for the strength and conditioning work that I'm going to be doing. But yes, I would strongly recommend doing strength work. Like, to give you an example, Ben, if you follow the channel, you'll see him. He just ran 3:10 in Manchester. It's a game changer in terms of the amount of strength work he's been doing in the gym, and he's really, really accelerated his running since he's been doing that. So I'd really recommend you do it, Lee. Okay, Steve prefers to watch people who are runners first than the fame seekers. Well, there's a lot out there, and there's a lot of people who do shoe reviews and other content on YouTube just purely to get free stuff. Okay. What would your choice be for an unplated shoe for daily and tempo? Wait for the Super Blast 2. or buy the Super Blast. Whatever it is, just get the Super Blast. Gavin loves the channel. Got Edinburgh Marathon coming up. Yep, Debbie's doing that as well. I really didn't enjoy the Edinburgh Marathon, but that's mainly down to me. What would be your tip for the starters? It's mostly downhill for a few miles. Correct. It is. And I'm not saying that took it out of my legs, but it definitely had an impact. I would just go with the flow and don't try and make time up at the start because it's downhill. I would just try and keep it steady, try and build into the race, because once you've cleared that, you know, mile 16, it gets a bit, I would say hilly, but it's a bit undulating. So you want plenty still in your legs when you get to that section. Because once you've done it down, it's relatively flat. And then you get miles 16, 15, and it sort of then starts to work its way up, and then you come back down. So, yeah, I would just take it very steady. Don't go nuts, all right, because you will feel it. Because I did. But I say, I just had a mare that day. Canadian making it to London this summer for the London 10K. I shall see you there. I want to get my hands on some 40 swag. Just order it on the website. We do post out internationally. We sent some stuff out. I think to Detroit, Dubai. What was the other one? There was another funky place this week. So, yeah, even find a way to meet 40. Yeah, just keep an eye on the Facebook group. There'll be a meetup, I'm sure, for the London 10K. So, again, just have a look in the Facebook group. All the information is usually posted in there in terms of where we're all meeting up and stuff like that. Lee's saying super last of my dailies to no other shoes. Now, you don't need any other shoes. Like I said, Ben Melton, who did a cracking job in Copenhagen, he did a really good job. He was busted wearing the Super Blast too, which is kind of funny. Mentioned it on Friday's podcast. Right, that's it, guys. We made it to the end. Thank you very much to every single person who tuned in live on a bank holiday. I can't believe how many of you tuned in live. I was expecting literally like two of you on tonight. So thank you honestly very much. You guys are keeping me going while I'm not running. So, you know, keeping me busy is what it's all about. So I really do appreciate the fact that you have tuned in tonight and taken part in this live stream and obviously listened to the podcast as well, if you listened to that as well. So thank you very much, everybody. It means a lot, all the support and everything, all the nice comments on the videos that we did at the weekend about my injury. I really do appreciate it. We'll keep you updated how we're getting on. Hopefully you get some good news tomorrow, get a plan at least, and then we can go from there. But yeah, let's see what happens. So yes, I shall see you. I'm live on Friday, so make sure, and we're back again on Monday. So keep telling everybody, please, about the channel. We need you guys to get out the message out there so it grows. We're not going to pay for ads and stuff like that like other people do. We just need you guys to tell everybody about it and get them to subscribe and listen to this podcast as well. So thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And I shall see you all very, very soon. Where's the outro? There we go. See you later, guys. Take care.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.